and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With negotiations on a possible Gaza ceasefire to resume in Cairo, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv to meet with Israeli President Herzog.
The focus of my visit is intensely on getting the hostages back, getting the ceasefire done.
A new roadblock, Netanyahu's demand that Israel remain in control of the border between Gaza and Egypt to stop arms smuggling.
It is time for everyone to get to yes and to not look for any excuses to say no.
The Democratic National Convention opens today in Chicago. Delegates to vote on the platform written before President Biden withdrew from the race. The president, the main scheduled speaker tonight. Hellacious thunderstorms in the northeast U.S. Radar estimates of 12 to 14 inches of rain between Waterbury and New Haven in Connecticut. In Oxford, Connecticut, a search was on for two people swept away by floodwater. This is ABC News. Now in effect, new broker rules for home buyers and sellers that could lower fees.
The changes stem from a blockbuster settlement in March with the powerful National Association of Realtors over broker commissions. Home buyers will have to sign a written agreement with their realtor spelling out their compensation before they go on any home tour. Brian and Choma Chukwu-Smith signed an agreement with their broker before touring homes in St. Louis.
It definitely added a little bit more commitment to the process.
The changes mean sellers could end up with more money in their pockets.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. History at California's Fresno Chafee Zoo, where Nolwazi, an African elephant, gave birth, something that's never happened in the zoo's young breeding program that began in 2022. The unnamed calf will be under round-the-clock surveillance by zoo staff. The move has faced criticism from some activists who don't want to see elephants in zoos due to their complex needs. Richard Cantor to ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. IdeaFest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I am as susceptible as the next person to discounts and sales. I love saving money. So I can get my wheels spinning pretty easy when I see that something I kinda want is 40 to 50% off. But here's a funny technique I'm gonna share with you to save even more in situations like that. And I hereby authorize you, as the CEO of your brain, to consider this amazing offer whenever you're looking at something on sale. I just think to myself, do I want to save 40% or do I want to save 100%? If you're clicking around online and you see something you weren't planning to buy and it's on sale, like, hey, look, that ShamWow is 40% off, this trick can come in handy. I find that asking myself, would I rather save 100% and not buy this, sometimes can be helpful for my bottom line. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The couple met in 2001 and have been writing and performing together on and off ever since. And Jen is the firework in the hugely popular trio Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. And Mike is the rocker behind the Mike Farley Band, releasing six albums through the 90s and 2000s. And they're still married. And they're here to perform live in the Lair.
The band?
It's the Farleys. Jen, Mike, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, rocker.
Now, you know, I always ask, you know, the artist, what's your favorite restaurant? Where do you like to go in Madison to eat?
Go ahead.
Mine is the Tornado Room, but that's not necessarily favorite.
That's his favorite for, like, special occasions.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's my favorite.
Okay, sorry. It is his favorite. It's my favorite for special.
Tornado Room.
Tornado Room.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Meat.
meet.
Right. Well, you always know a married couple if they're going to argue about where they're going to go to eat, right?
Right, right.
So that's what we're going to start with tonight. So the next one, who drives, who navigates?
She drives.
I drive.
And navigates. I'm just along for the ride.
I mean, it's true, too.
Oh, that is funny. Well, this sounds like a story of when Mike met Jen. So let's start at the beginning. Pre-Farley's. So we can put this story together. Jen, you sing and play percussion with the popular trio Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Yes. And you are also a life coach, actress, and a mom. Who is this superhero? What is your backstory? How did you get involved with music?
Well, I have been singing since I can remember. I was that little kid that was always like performing and making up skits and doing performances for my family and their friends and stuff. So I got into theater when I was little because I needed something to do after school. And my mom was really supportive and just wanted me to expand and do that kind of stuff. So I don't know. It's just I've always been performing, always.
Was your mother a musician or an actress or a performer?
She was not. She was a big supporter. My dad actually had an amazing voice.
Yes.
And he could sing, but he never performed live in front of people on a stage. So it was kind of up to me, I guess.
What kind of music did they listen to when you were growing up?
Oh, like the 80s pop hits and stuff. But my dad actually really was into like old school, like Al Jolson and the Andrews Sisters and things like that. He was always born, he was born too late. So, you know, I grew up listening to show tunes like musical theater and Broadway and stuff. So
any bands that you were in pre-Farley?
Pre-Farley, yes. I was in a cover band during college in Cleveland, Ohio, called No Matter What. And that's actually part of the way that Mike and I met, because my bandmate had a local radio show at the college radio station.
Ironically.
Yeah. So
I'm getting this feeling that she's a Buckeye. I just have this.
Well, no, my mom's a Buckeye, but okay. Like, I didn't. No, let me be clear.
Well, I don't want to start fights or anything, but I'm just saying.
No, I grew up in Cleveland, but that's okay.
It's fine.
I'm
it's
here.
It's all Big
here.
Ten.
But yeah, so my friend had a radio show, and we would sometimes do like cover stuff, perform at the bars 10 to 2 on the weekends. And
nice.
And he would play Mike Farley's music on the show.
Mm-hmm. And had us in for interviews.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think we're still going to hear a little bit more about that.
Yep.
But Jen, you are still, like I said, the fireworks in Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. What is your son thinking about you being a rock star in a band?
He hates it. In fact, I think he's listening right now.
Oh.
He does not like when I sing at home. Or whistle or anything.
He says, can you not?
Or, can you not? Or,
hey.
He doesn't like it. But if we have it planned or scheduled, he's okay with it. But he doesn't care.
What about getting recognized everywhere?
Oh, he hates that too. He's like, could you please not talk to these people? We have somewhere to be. It's like, that's not mom. Like, you're not being mom right now. So.
Wow. Well, you can catch Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets playing at the Balanced Rock Winery in Baraboo on Sunday, September 1st at 2 p.m. That's coming up.
Yeah, we have actually a lot of shows coming up.
Do you
next week.
Do you get free wine as part of your rider?
I mean, yeah. It's like you're supposed to drink when you're performing.
Oh, well, let's get to some live music in the lair with the Farleys, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called Feeling the Love, and it's going to be released as a single on September 6th. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, we wrote this together like shortly after we first met, and we were just kind of, you know, getting some songs together for Jen to demo. And this is one that we wrote together, right? And Jen recorded this, and we recorded it with a full band as a demo. And we're going to release this as a single, the demo version that we recorded 22 years ago.
It's,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Let's hear it. Feeling the love.
Feeling the love.
Feel your touch. Electricity runs through me, means that much. To hold you in my arms at night, hear your voice. The sun can melt the clouds away, and the choice to be with you is always right. Turned away from pain, turned away from sorrow. Now I'm smiling as I face tomorrow. Oh, I am feeling the love like I've never felt before. Anywhere, anytime, anyone. I am feeling the love like it's never felt before. I am here and don't want to run. Taste the lips that pull you in and lock with mine. Passing ships, touching as they cross the water. Sense the chill up and down the skin around us, standing still. The time should always feel this way. Turned away from pain, turned away from sorrow. Now I'm smiling as I face tomorrow. Oh, I am feeling the love like I've never felt before. Anywhere, anytime, anyone. I am feeling the love like it's never felt before. I'm here and don't want you run. I think of you throughout the day, and everything that's going on is so much brighter. Turn my world upside down, and everything that's dark is now becoming lighter. You make the smile on my face wide, 'cause now our love will never have to hide. I am feeling the love like I've never felt before. Anywhere, anytime, anyone.
The Farley's Rocker. It sounds like a sitcom. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. And the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
Wow, that was a pretty incredible song. Thank you so much for coming in tonight. Mike Farley, yes. Let's get to you. Sure. What is your backstory? How did you start playing music?
I grew up in on Long Island, New York, which is why I've got the Giants hat on. I'm a big Giants and Mets fans still, unfortunately. I started playing guitar when I was 13. I started taking lessons just because I wanted to. Like, my friends were in a band and I wanted to join. And they were like, well, why don't you learn bass? And I'm like, I don't really want to play bass. So I started taking lessons. We got a band together. And I did that all through junior high, high school. My band in high school was more or less a metal band.
What was that called?
Burning Ash.
Burning Ash. And yeah, what did you guys play?
Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
We played our own stuff. We had a song called Hell Awaits Your Arrival. It was,
wow.
That was our big song.
Nice.
Yep. And then kind of went through different musical phases in my life. I moved to Cleveland in 92 and started the Mike Farley Band in 98. And we had some pretty good local regional success.
Yeah.
And
big change from Long Island to Cleveland.
Yeah. Big change. But I was I fit in well, I think, in Cleveland. I was more of a laid back person, which, you know, most people in New York, you don't think of no. them as being laid back.
But out on the island.
Right. Well,
on the island.
Island time.
Yeah.
Oh, well, but, now, yeah. What role did your parents play in your early musical upbringing?
I mean, my earliest musical memories were being in the car with my mom listening to AM radio. It was like top 40 stuff. And, you know, and then my dad paid for my lessons. So there was that. But I, you know, I also, like, when we'd go on family vacations and stuff like that, I'd always remember hearing music in the car. I mean, that's like the one memory I've got. From those that really stands out. So it's just always been something I've loved. And but neither of my parents are musicians or were musicians, I should say.
And what was the Mike Farley Band you started in Cleveland? And you can get that music still now all online,
it's
right?
All over Spotify or anywhere else where you get your music. Mike Farley Band, and there's stuff under Mike Farley that's kind of got a band behind it, and there's solo stuff and little bit of everything, but it's all available.
It's like that late 90s, early 2000s rock.
Like acoustic-driven rock kind of thing.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, currently you are also a publicist in the broader music industry. You work with several bands and record labels. And first, what does a publicist do for bands and labels? I mean, you make them famous, right?
Something like that. At least I'm part of it. I'm a small part of it. Usually the publicist, the one that never gets recognized, like the offensive lineman. But basically, we're just out trying to get music out there and heard. I specialize in tour press, so I'm trying to advance markets before bands get there as far as the media, print, radio, setting up radio interviews like this. Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, try to get that going and try to advance the market so that we can sell tickets.
What would you tell, you know, bands who they find they're trying to be their own publicist?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's how I started in the business, actually, by doing it for my own band. So
is there any tip you could give someone? What's a pro tip that we might...
To hire a publicist.
Yeah, good one. I didn't even have to say that.
Out of the mouths of radio
that
people.
That was great. Do I need to answer that still?
Probably be nice to people.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was going to say, be polite. Everything you do.
Yeah.
Now, I saw that you work with 30 Seconds to Mars. So you work with some big bands, huh?
Yeah, with Concord Records is their label. So I work with them on their tour. And Lindsey Sterling is another one I'm working with there. Then I work with Rounder Records, too, and they've got, like, Sarah Giroux and John R. Miller, and they had Dawes for a while. I was working with them. So, yeah, keeps me busy.
Wow, that's cool. Do you get to meet them, or you work from your computer at home?
A little of both. When they come through town and get to meet, like, we got to hang out with Dawes when they were here last year. Yeah.
Oh, so wow, that's really cool. Fun.
Yeah, it's always fun. Like, we got to meet John Oates that way.
Yeah, Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
And I heard about some band called Wildwoods.
Yes.
Why should I know about the Wildwoods?
They're amazing. They are from Lincoln, Nebraska. It's a folk trio, and they are going to be here on September 8th at the Burr Oak. They have just unbelievable songs and harmonies. And if you go see them live, they tell great stories. They're funny, but the songs are just killer.
You know, we're going to see them live right here in this studio because we just booked them for September 7th here
doing
in the
my
lair.
Job.
There you go.
And they sound like they're going to be a lot of fun. Let me switch here because I think we're going to get back to some live music in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group with the Farleys. The next song you have for us tonight is called Far and Away.
No, it's just Far Away.
Far Away.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a fun fact about this song besides me getting it wrong on the radio.
This was track three of the Half a World Away album, which is the album release party, is where Jen and I met for that.
Yeah.
So that's a good fun fact, right?
That is a good fun fact.
That's a fun fact. Well, let's hear Far and Away. We're listening to Max Inc. Radio live in the lair with the Farleys.
I can reach out and touch you, but I can't keep you here. I don't want to return you, but the choices are clear. There's a rain on my rooftop, and it's steady and cold. And a crumbled up photo that I want to unfold. I've been down this road a million times and then I could turn around, still be hearing it again. Sweet goodbyes as I try to close my eyes, and you're so far away, you're so far. Song in my head now, it's a pale shade of blue. It's a mood and a feeling, it's a memory of you. I've been down this road a million times and then I could turn around, still be hearing it again. Try to close my eyes, and you're so far away, you're so far away. I wanna scream as I close my eyes, a dream, and you're so far away, you're so far away. You take me higher, way up higher, than right back down. And all the photographs, the edges fade and then they turn a shade of brown. Sweet goodbyes as I try to close my eyes, and you're so far away, you're so far away. Wanna scream as I close my eyes to dream, and you're so far away, you're so far away. Out and touch you, but I can't keep you here.
Live in the lair, it's the Farleys here on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jen from Cleveland, Mike from Long Island. We heard a little about the two of you meeting, but talk about your journey together, getting married, working both together and separately as musicians, and together as parents.
I have no idea where the time went.
Yeah, we were just talking about that on the way over. Yeah. Like 20, well, we've been married 21 years now.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations on
thanks.
That.
Thanks.
I think what makes us work so well, though, is that we support each other in the things that we want to do. So whether it be music or his business or
your business
or my business or whatever we have for our son, we're a team. We're partners. So it's kind of cool.
And music at home? Do you guys do music at home? But you were kind of mentioning your son's like,
we barely do. Honestly,
we were just saying like we never practice.
We always at the beginning of the year, we always have a goal of having at least two shows so we can at least go out and do some music together. So we have something to work towards. This year we've surpassed that two show mark. I think we have three. three or four that we've done. So does this count? This counts as a show.
This counts as a show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Statewide audience here, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. So it helps us, you know, have a date night.
Date night's on stage. Date night's on stage. That is awesome. Before living in Madison, though, you were residing in Nashville. With the trend of people moving from here to Nashville, what brought your family to Madison?
Well, one night when our son was about a year and a half old, it was 4th of July, and people all around us were shooting off industrial fireworks. Literally, it was like a stadium behind our house and around. It was so loud.
Wow.
And we were just like, we had been joking because I got this men's health magazine, and it was always like ranking the cities as best cities to live in and move to and raise a family. Madison was always number one.
Yeah, so we always joked about moving to Madison.
Right.
Really?
And that night.
That night, she's like, can we move to Madison? I'm like, we can live anywhere, you know, with the business. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we had some friends that lived here, so we came and visited, and we thought, okay, let's just do it. Let's just do it. We had no reason to stay in Nashville.
Right.
Like, the reason why we moved to Nashville was not the reason why we were staying. So we could
work. Did you move there for, like, music?
Originally, yeah. Yeah. And then Mike started his business doing PR and...
I started it on the side before we moved, so that was like my full-time job. Like, we quit our jobs and moved, and I was doing this full-time.
Like, yeah, because I was going to say, I think I remember you as a publicist out of Nashville.
Yeah.
Working with my magazine, Max.
I remember it.
Yeah, that's right.
Before I met you when you had moved to Madison, so that's kind of funny how worlds collide, huh?
Yes. Yep.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with the Farleys, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Think of Me, another song you'll be releasing as a single in September. Tell us about this song before you play.
This is also another song that was recorded in the early 2000s that we wrote early in our relationship. And
it was kind of before our relationship.
It really was before
it?
Our relationship, I think.
Yeah.
And it's been around for a while.
It's been around. So, yeah, it's been on that demo that we did for Jen.
Yeah. And the funny thing is we had licensed some music off of that little EP that we did in the 2000s. And somewhere in Japan, it's on an MP3 player preloaded for kids. So
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm big in Japan.
That's awesome. I hope they're listening now.
Japanese kids who don't have like smartphones maybe have MP3 players like preloaded.
Yeah. Yeah. Like way back in the day. So.
Oh boy. Wow. Oh, well, let's hear it. This is Think of Me. This is the Farleys on Max Inc. Radio, live in the Lair.
Tell me where you are, tell me where you've been, and have I got the room inside to let you in? Shaking like a leaf from standing in the rain, trying all the while just to feel each other's pain. Everything you need. if you ever find the room in your heart, will you think of me? Tell me where you're from, where you want to go. I know you wouldn't mind if I just need to take it slow. Tumbling from the grass, from falling off the train, some are left with nothing, but we could stand to gain. The room beside for you to walk with me. Reminders of the past, the scars are always there. But if we didn't have them, then there'd be nothing to share.
Live in the lair with the Farleys. More coming up right after this on Max Inc. Radio. In great local music, this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. It's Live in the Lair with the Farleys on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com.
All right, we are back here with Mike and Jen Farley of the Farleys, and we are live in the lair. In September and October, the Farleys are releasing four singles, two of which we've already heard tonight, and there are two more, This Moment and Disguise. Is there a name for this collection of songs? I mean, is this an EP or an album?
Not really. It was Jen's.
Old songs of Jen's.
It was Jen's demo, basically.
So we just named it right here on the
right
radio.
Right now.
Old songs of Jen. So that was Disguise from Old Songs of Jen's.
Well, I mean, we put these songs together without thinking about releasing them at any point. And then when we started playing these songs again at a coffee house, it was like, maybe we should get them on Spotify.
Yeah.
And like, we have the recording, so rather than go record them fresh, why not?
Now, the song Disguise you're going to release later, though, it's already been recorded by this Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets.
Oh, that group, yeah. Yeah, I always joke that Mike wrote it, so it's 50% mine anyways.
Yeah.
So
sue yourself.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I brought it to the girls. Hey, let's do this one. So, yes, we recorded that song a while ago already, and still play it all the time in our sets. So.
Now, I'm going to go look for it in the library now and get it into our rotation.
There you go.
I don't know if I can, you know, recall hearing it. So,
and then it was on the Mike Farley Band. Well, it was on the Mike Farley Blue album.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wow. So there's multiple versions.
There's multiple versions.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Now, the songs you just recorded, these four singles you're releasing, where were they recorded and by whom? Is self-recorded or did you use a studio?
Were they recorded at Tony's?
Yes.
Or, okay, my buddy Tony Lang.
At his home studio,
yeah.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
So I think we did some of it at Mike Ferona's studio, too, but I don't even remember the name of it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are so busy or not. I can't believe it. So the Farleys have a show at the Cargo Coffee in Madison coming up on October 18th.
Yes.
It's your unofficial home base. Tell us about your homecoming show.
Well, like I said, we needed to get out of our house. So,
so you booked a
Cargo Coffee show. Dana Perry has been an amazing advocate for local music. And so she asked if we would be interested in playing, and she has booked us. And we are so happy that we get to do that.
Yeah, we do it like four times a year or something like that. So that helps us exceed that goal that we set in our resolutions.
Yeah, Dana has some amazing artists coming through the Cargo Coffee music series.
Yep.
That's every Saturday night, right?
Every Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome. Right here in Madison, that's on East Washington Avenue, just before you hit the Capitol. Now, Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, back to them. You guys are going to Scotland?
We are.
As part of a tour or what?
Yes, in 2025, we are going to Scotland, and we are bringing fans with us.
Wow.
Yes. Oh. So we have like a mini bus and 20 fans or so are coming with us, and we get to play music in Scotland, and then local musicians from Scotland will play for us as well throughout the tour.
Wow. That sounds amazing. That's I'm trying to think. There's another band in Madison that does that as well.
I think Harmonious Whale.
Harmonious Whale.
Yeah. It's the same like through the Scottish Folk Tour. Tour group, whatever, and they have musicians like host. So we're hosting people to come with us, and it's going to be fun. We have four spots left open. Wow. So,
are you going, Mike?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any like roots in Scotland? Why Scotland? Just
that's where the folk tour.
I have roots there, but I have no idea who or where these roots are.
And in fact, right now, my beloved bandmate, Beth Killey, is in Germany right now. So,
oh, really? What's she doing there?
She's on a family vacation where...
On the Autobahn.
Texted me while she was on the Autobahn.
She's like, I'm driving 160 miles an hour right now.
Right and now. Texting. Yeah.
She wasn't driving.
Yes. That's what I said.
So that's why I had a free Saturday, was because right? Beth is in Germany.
Wow, that's incredible timing.
You have 4 tickets left. Like, how do I sign up for those 4 tickets?
So if you go to ginchocolateandbottlerockets.com on the tour page, all the way down at the bottom, it's the last show that we have listed right now. There's a link that gives you information on how to sign up for that awesome experience.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I want to go.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to...
Four spots left, Rucker.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with the Farleys, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called What About Love? And it's a song by Till Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Amy Mann, why did you choose this song to play?
To play here?
Yeah, well, or just to play. Well, to cover. I know that your band has recorded it once before as well, right?
Yeah, I always like doing like covers that are different, kind of like remakes as opposed to covers.
Right.
And
covers with a purpose.
Exactly. Right. And I've always been a fan of Amy's, and this Till Tuesday album, it's called Coming Home. It was like one of the greatest albums ever. And this was like the first song on it, and it's like a, you know, of course, like a full fleshed out band song when she did it. And I just did it acoustic, solo acoustic. I recorded it and released it last year as just under my name, Mike Farley. So you can get this one on Spotify and wherever else.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it. This is the Farleys. This is What About Love?
Silence, living by the book, get it to a science, living on one good book. So put out all the fires, blow away the smoke, get him pretty tired, living on hope. What about love, baby? What about making room for two? What about love, baby? What about you now? Living on daydreams, walking in my sleep. Nothing is as it seems when you're in so deep. Put out all the tired of living on hope. What about love, baby? What about making room for two? What about love, baby? What about you? About making room for two.
live in the lair with the Farleys here on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, that was a great song. The Farleys, I got to get this these singles when they come out.
That one's already out.
Well, I have a feeling we probably got it in our library then.
Yeah.
Jen, Capital City Theater was thrilled to announce the cast for the world premiere of It's a Wonderful Life. It's a new musical that's coming to Mad City this November because you're in it. That's why they're so thrilled.
Yeah, that's it. That's the reason.
Tell us about your role in this stage adaptation of It's a Wonderful Life. You're Bert.
I am playing Bert the cop. No, thanks. Thanks, hon. Yes, I'm playing Bert the cop. They are taking the roles of Bert and his partner Ernie and making them women. Hey, so it's a new adaptation of the movie. Thank you, hon. and the music was written by Andy Abrams, who is my vocal coach and the artistic director of Capital City Theater, and his lyricist partner. They wrote this whole new musical, and it's awesome. We did a stage reading of it last year, and I was in that, and now we're doing a full stage production.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. Now, is there anybody else of note that's in this, or tell us about the other cast members?
Paul Higginbooth?
Maybe.
Is that his name? He's a judge, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Higginbotham. Is that it?
Higginbotham. That sounds familiar.
That's it. Paul Higginbotham, I believe. I haven't met the full cast yet, so we haven't had our... this is a brand new cast. So,
wow. And the show's coming up, though, pretty
soon,
right?
The show will be the weekend before Thanksgiving and the weekend after Thanksgiving. So we are kicking off a holiday season, trying to make this a new holiday experience for Madison, you know, like a... We're not going to compete with like a Christmas Carol or anything here. So,
yeah.
You know, but it's kicking it off. It's going to be really exciting. It'll be at the Mitby Theater over at Madison College. And I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Wow.
Last time I was in a full stage production, I was 18 and
oh, really?
Playing Maria in The Sound of Music in my high school musical. So,
wow. So now do you have to like memorize like a lot of lines?
I believe yes. I have lines and songs to memorize and costume changes and things. It's a
wow.
full production.
It's full on.
Equity actors from New York and Chicago are also coming in to be in the show. So it's not just local actors and actresses. It's
wow.
It's a full thing.
Now,
it's going to be exciting.
You know, I don't know if I'm that familiar with It's a Wonderful Life. So is Bert like a big part?
Bert is a significant role. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So you do have a lot to
there. I mean, like Bert is in there and yeah, if you know the movie, that's kind of,
I may have to come and see it now.
You're going to have to come see it.
I'm
going
to have to break down. I've avoided uh-huh. It's a Wonderful Life for all these years.
No, no.
Now I'm going to have to go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But they really stick to the theme of the movie and some of the most beloved parts of the movie. So it'll be really exciting.
Fun. Well, Jen, you are also, you're a life coach.
I am.
You have an event coming up in October. It's called Living in Harmony, a Music and Mindfulness Event.
Yes. That's through Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets as well.
Okay.
This is the third time we're having this retreat. It's a three-day retreat out in Baraboo at Durwood's Glen. And
what is Durwood's Glen?
It is like a retreat center, like in the woods. It's a retreat. They have like a kitchen and like dorm rooms and things. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful property. So,
wow.
So we invite people to come, mostly women, to come and hang out with us for the weekend, and we'll make them food. And we talk about different aspects of life, living in purpose and partnership. And, Shawnee takes them through a mindfulness, walk through the woods. We just have a lot of fun. It's going to be really great.
Wow. And there's a massage happening as well?
Massage does happen.
Nice.
Yes.
Wow, this is like a...
We do vision boarding.
Like a spa.
It is kind of. Like, it's like a nice way to break away for the weekend. That's also available on ginchocolateandbottlerockets.com.
Now, you don't have to be a musician, though, right?
No. And actually, we do a songwriting workshop at the end where we just kind of talk about our experience and... unplugging and, you know, connecting with nature. And then we write a song about it at the end together.
Wow. So as a life coach, what would you say is, you know, the most common thing that people hire a life coach for?
A lot of transitions, or a lot of times where people are unsure of how to make a decision, which way that they should go. You know, a life coach is there to be present with you and help you walk through those decision-making things that you have in your head. And, you know, whether it's like career-wise or life, different paths that you want to go on, a coach is there to be right there beside you.
So like when I'm standing there and the angel's over one shoulder uh-huh. and the devil's over the other shoulder and they're talking to each ear, you're going to help me
yeah, why
decide
do I feel
between
like
the two.
There's two devils with you. There's two. It's like the bad decision or the really bad decision. So, yeah.
Oh, too funny. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the Farleys, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Fall. Mm-hmm. Is this a verb or a noun?
It's a verb.
Tell us about this song before you play.
So this is a song that I wrote and recorded on a solo album, Blue, in 2002. And this is a song that we started doing together for our live shows. Mm-hmm. This is actually back in Cleveland, but we've kind of carried it over and we still do it.
I think this is one of the first songs that we ever performed together when we were not dating. We were supposed to be just friends.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Let's hear it. This is Far. The Farleys. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio live in the lair. We are local music.
Where did you ever come from? Why could I never see? It took so long to notice your face in front of me. And I'm not the kind of person to guess it all without a clue. I would move a mountain if you said that's how to get to you. And I fall, I'd fall into your arms. And I fall, and I'd fall into try to reach me. Could I receive it? And if I said it straight out, I don't think I'd believe it. I'm not the kind of person to play the role without a part, but I would spend my life completing anything that you would start. And I'd fall, I'd fall, I'd fall into your arms. And I'd fall, and I'd fall, fall into
that fall, I'd fall, fall into your arms, and I'd fall, and I'd fall, fall into, and I'd fall, I'd fall, fall into.
The Farleys live in the Lair on MaxSync Radio. Hey, we're coming up really close to the end of the show, so I'm going to thank you a lot for coming down to the studio to play with us tonight. You're playing October 18th at the Cargo Cafe, Cargo Coffee House in Madison.
Yes.
Thank you so much, but I want to let you play one last song. So just go ahead and start playing it and play it till the end of the hour. This is called Collecting Dust. This is the Farleys. You're listening to MaxSync Radio.
It's one of two songs that's available on Spotify.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having us.
MaxSync Radio, live in the Lair with the Farleys on the Civic Media Network.
In the universe, I know.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.